Thank you. I'm really grateful for the invitation here. It's a pleasure giving a talk at this nice conference. Today I will talk on the structure of weight modules of Lie algebras and superalgebras, and actually a particular class of superalgebras. Let me start with the notations and definitions. So all objects I will consider are over an algebraically closed field of characteristic zero. The Lie superalgebras will be mainly of type 1, although some of the results are true for a larger class of superalgebras. Type 1 in our case means one of the following: GLMN, SLMN, OSP2N, and PN. And there are also some interesting results about the Cartan type WN. Also, we fix a Cartan sub-superalgebra H of G, which in all cases we consider will be purely even, which means H will equal H0. Delta Q and B will be correspondingly the root system, the root lattice, and a basis of the root system, and U will be the universal enveloping algebra. So as I said, all modules we'll consider will be weight modules, which means modules which equal the direct sum of their weight spaces. And in most of the cases, we'll be interested in modules with finite weight multiplicities, which means the dimensions of the weight spaces are finite. And also a reminder that the support of a module is the set of all weights which correspond to non-zero weight spaces. And finally, we fix a triple, a standard triple, E alpha, F alpha, G alpha, H alpha, so that the commutator or super commutator of E alpha and F alpha equals H alpha. So the questions we're interested in are to find a character formula of M and a Jordan-Hölder G0 composition series of M, where M, throughout the talk, will be a simple weight G module with finite weight multiplicities. So both questions will not be answered explicitly, and the answers will be like a partial answer. So the answer provided will be like an answer in the case when we have the answers for some highest weight modules which correspond to the module M. So it will be like a reduction of the problems to similar problems in category O. I would like to mention three sets of results, which I will also use as notation. So the first theorem is the parabolic induction theorem, which in the Lie algebra case is due to Fernando, and its generalization to Dimitrov, Mateo, and Penkov. And it says that every weight module with finite weight multiplicities is actually isomorphic to a simple quotient of a parabolically induced module, where here the module we induce from is a torsion-free module over the semi-simple part of the parabolic subsuperalgebra. Torsion-free means that all elements of the algebra A act bijectively. We exclude the elements which are in the Cartan. So two important remarks here. The subsuperalgebra P and its semi-simple part A, they contain the Cartan, and A is a Lie algebra. That's the main purpose of restricting ourselves to Lie superalgebras of type 1 and WN, because according to the classification of Dimitrov, Mathieu, and Penkov, this is the easier case when we have superalgebras of type 1 and WN. In this case, A is just a Lie algebra. And by MPS, we denote the parabolically induced module. I would like also to mention a series of papers of Britton and Lemire and Bankard, Britton and Lemire, dealing with modules, weight, simple weight modules with multiplicity 1 over reductive Lie algebras. And the main result I will use is included in the breakthrough paper of Olivier Mathieu, where he provided the complete classification and explicit realization of all all torsion-free modules, which implies a classification of all simple weight modules over reductive Lie algebra. So I will use mainly a theorem which is not as advertised as the classification. It is also due to Mathieu, and its superalgebra analog is written here. It just provides a description of an arbitrary simple weight module with finite weight multiplicities. And it says that M can be obtained by a composition of a localization and a twist by a highest weight module. So here the highest weight module is denoted by LB lambda. We have a commuting subset of roots. Delta A denotes the root system of A. Commuting subset means that the corresponding F beta commute each other. So what we do here is we localize, this is a localization of the non-commutative ring U, so we apply the Ores condition, and after the localization of LB lambda, we apply a twist determined by a family of automorphism theta. So this family is parametrized by an n-tuple by Kn. And the formula is written here. It is this sum on the first line, but the important fact is that these automorphisms are actually the extension of the conjugation. This is like the polynomial extension of the conjugation in the case when the n-tuple is in Zn. So it is good to define the composition by some letter. I denote it by psi. It depends on sigma and nu. So there is a mistake. I'm sorry about it. So it is both are the same letters here. And I will explain graphically what this psi does in terms of supports. So for SL3, the weight SL3 modules, which are simple with finite weight multiplicities, have supports either an angle, which corresponds to a highest weight, a whole Q coset, which corresponds to a torsion-free module, and let's take something in between, which is a semiplane, and here the support is a semiplane. The multiplicities increase, so they can stabilize or not. If we consider a case when they do not stabilize, which means if they increase unboundedly, this refers to the case when LP equals MP. In our case, S is this SL2 or GL2 module, and the parabolic induction means we induce parabolically with respect to a maximal parabolic subalgebra. So this is a purely algebraic case. It's not a superalgebra. So what the theorem says here is that we have a highest weight module, which in our case will be also a Verma module. We localize this module with respect to some root in delta A. What we obtain here is an extension of two Verma modules. And after that, applying the twist psi, we get our module M. So in our case, this is S, M equals LPS. This is our LB lambda. And this is our psi sigma nu. And this, I think, is really a nice description that all weight modules are parameterized actually by highest weight modules. So the main theorem, which will be a generator for other theorems, will be set in a general notion. So if we consider a sub-superalgebra G, which contains A, and a sigma injective D module L, which is a finite length. Sigma injective means we can localize L, or in other words, all elements of D of sigma act injectively on L. So we can find a special type of Jordan-Hölder series of L. And this series is a set of blocks, and each block has the property that the modules in the block have the same localization. And the modules in different blocks have the properties that their quotient is localizable or sigma injective. And if we denote by LG the quotient of, for example, the last module in the block, in neighbor blocks, we have that these modules LG are indecomposable. And also the corresponding image of this series is a filtration of the image of L with quotients, the quotients of the images of the quotients. So two important remarks I would like to mention. The first is that this theorem holds for weight modules with infinite weight multiplicities, which hopefully will open some new perspectives in this theory of weight modules of infinite weight multiplicities. And the second remark is that we will apply the theorem for cases where the filtration in part 3 is a composition series, and when L is a module in category O, or a highest weight module. So, and here are the examples. The first case will be when D is G0, the even part of G. L is the simple highest weight module corresponding to lambda, and the image of L under psi is our M. And as a conclusion of the theorem, we find a Jordan-Hölder series of M considered as a G0 module, provided, of course, that we know a series, a G0 decomposition of LB lambda. We can use any D here, but it seems that the most interesting case is when D is G0. And there are many examples when the series does not split. For example, in SLN1, we have a simple highest weight module, which is not semi-simple as G0 module, so it is also an interesting question to describe all extensions. And the second example is when we take L to be the parabolically induced from a simple A highest weight module, and as the image of psi L is the parabolically induced from S module, we get a character formula for M. And again, provided that such a formula exists for LB lambda. A separate application of this localization technique is the theory of coherent families, also introduced by Olivier Mathieu. I will not have time to state the basic facts, but it's an interesting example. I consider here the sum of all psi of L, where the sum runs over all elements of the torus H star over Q. So this is an infinite sum, and which means that EFL is a very reducible module. It has some irreducible summands, so we call such a family irreducible if it has an irreducible summand of the form psi sigma nu of L. And this module is a coherent extension of L in the sense that dimensions of the weight spaces over every K tensor Q of A coset are equal, and they equal the maximal corresponding dimension of L, which in the case of a Lie algebra and A equals G means that all dimensions of the weight spaces are the same, and this is called the degree of the coherent family. And the interesting facts here are that every simple weight module with finite weight multiplicities has a unique coherent extension, which is semi-simple, unique semi-simple coherent extension, and also that every coherent family which is reducible and semi-simple contains a highest weight module with respect to any basis. So another explanation of the fact that the highest weight modules determine the structure of the whole family. So all modules in the family have the same central character, and knowing a decomposition of one module, a Jordan-Hölder decomposition, is not difficult to obtain the Jordan-Hölder decomposition of all modules in the family. And as I mentioned, semi-simplicity itself is an interesting question. So in order to state a necessary and sufficient condition for a simple G module to be a semi-simple G0 module, we need some preparation and notation here. So if we have a decomposition of A as a direct sum of simple Lie algebras AI and a center Z, and if we denote lambda AI and lambda Z, the projections of lambda to the Cartan duals HAI and HZ. And so we can consider a natural decomposition of lambda, sum of this lambda I's and lambda Z. And also if we define a partially finite weight to be a weight for which lambda I is dominant integral for semi. Partially finite means that lambda I is finite for semi. And in addition, if we generalize this to a module of finite length, a module which has a decomposition, which has a Jordan-Hölder series, and such a module is called a partially finite if every simple subquotient is a highest weight module with an a partially finite highest weight. So the result is that M is semi-simple G0 module if and only if LB lambda is a partially finite extension of a semi-simple module, which also reminds the fact that these partially finite extensions disappear after applying the map psi, or they're just two modules. If one is a partially finite extension of the other, they have the same localization. And the main result I would like to mention here is the explicit character formula for M. So for this purpose, let's introduce A to be the matrix which entries are the Kejdan-Lustig coefficients or the multiplicities of the highest weight module in the corresponding Verma module. Here the upper index is for the least superalgebra we consider. And if B is the inverse matrix to A. And finally, if we define something like a deformation of the torsion-free module S, which for lambda equals S and for arbitrary nu is the image of psi of the corresponding simple highest weight A module, we get the following theorem. So we can find the coefficients MPS over LPS of mu using this sum. You see in the sum we have Kejdan-Lustig coefficients of the simple Lie algebras AI, which are known using the Kejdan-Lustig combinatorics for Lie algebras, but the part which is not known in most of the cases is the last part A mu mu G, which means the Kejdan-Lustig coefficient for the Lie superalgebra G. And LPS of mu is not a submodule or subquotient of MPS if mu is A, and here I mean partially finite, not finite. So in this case, we find a character formula in terms of these coefficients, which means if we define D to be the matrix inverse, C to be the matrix inverse to the matrix correspond to the coefficients here, we have an explicit character formula in terms of the characters of the parabolically induced modules, MPS of mu. And parabolically induced module, they have simple characters if we know the characters of the underlying module. And the underlying module is a torsion-free, which means this is like the simplest KFA character. It is just, it depends on two parameters, the degree of the module or the common weight multiplicity, so weight spaces have the same multiplicity, and on the coset where, which represents the support of S of mu. So at the end I would like to mention what are the applications for least superalgebras here. For it is surprising that the best application is for the Cartan type WN, because there is a result of Serganova, which is a work in progress, and she describes the character of all simple highest weight WN modules, which means that we have a character formula for all simple weight WN modules. For SLN1, I'm not certain, but for SLN1, the answer is like either all modules, all highest weight modules, we know their character formula, or we don't know the character formula for some very special cases like the so-called atypical singular modules, where the degree of atypicality is 3 and the atypicality interferes with the singularity. And for the rest, superalgebras PN, OSP, 2N, SLMN, where M and N are bigger than 1. So we know certainly a character formula for all typical highest weight modules, and which means we find here an explicit character formula for all typical weight modules. And so I hope that soon more results will be true in the category, which means that they will automatically transfer for the category of all weight modules of finite weight multiplicities. So that was, thank you.